Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Congratulations on downloading this exclusive episode of the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with me, Matt Ford, and...
me, Paul McCaffrey.
Oh, it's Paul McCaffrey, everyone, from Impractical Jokers, What's Upset You Now, Russell Howard's Good News, Live at the Apollo, forgot to mention that, and of course, Arena, playing comedian with Kevin Bridges and many other great names. Paul, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
I've had a great time. Thank you very much.
I worry sometimes.
Been well-fed, cookies, constant offers of cups of tea. Been able to use the toilet whenever I wanted.
Yeah, sadly no money, but cookies, pee breaks, and the odd cuppa. I mean, no one else ever mentions that, but I do bring cookies in for you, don't I?
You do, yeah, much appreciated. Vegan double chocolate cookies.
Now that sounds... I don't want people to misunderstand, hear that, and go, think I'm trying to make some sort of political point. I buy them because they taste really good.
Yeah.
Don't they taste good?
I've not had one of those ones, actually.
Oh, try one live now. Try one live. Oh, this is amazing. A podcast. I think this is a global podcast. Have you ever eaten a vegan double chocolate cookie on any other podcast?
I've never eaten a vegan double chocolate cookie on or off a podcast.
Global exclusive. Paul, I'm going to hand over to you.
Not bad.
Not bad. Would you say it was rich in flavour?
It was lovely, actually. Oh, it still is.
Yeah. I would say it's got real...
It was lovely and it remains lovely.
But you would never know it was vegan. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't lack flavour or texture.
No. Nothing missing from that in terms of flavour whatsoever.
And how do you rate the texture?
Excellent.
Excellent. OK, well, Paul's going to eat his din-dins. You enjoy the podcast and we'll see you on the flip side when he's worked his... Another big bite there. He's a hungry boy. Oh, naughty boy. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
There are 9 minutes to go at the City Ground. We are on the brink of British football history. It is Nottingham Forest 1, Liverpool 0. The world is about to change. A whole load of Premier League action here today and here to preview on this very, very special day for our country. It's Paul McCaffrey.
So, as Fordy said, Forest are playing Liverpool in the early game and are now living up to their name because they can finally see the wood for the trees and are winning 1-0. Brighton face the tough test today when they travel to the Etihad, currently in eighth. The Seagulls are flying high at the moment, but will it be them that gets crapped on from a great height by the might of City, who, can we just say, have made a huge stride for diversity in the game this season by being the first ever Premiership club to have a robot in their team. Everton play Palace and the Eagles face the Toffees today at Goodison Park. After three losses in a row for Everton, let's see if Lampard has the keys to Vieira's Palace, which actually sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Are they, is that a first date thing?
I don't know. Later today, two sets of London fans with no love lost between them go head-to-head in the 5:30 kickoff as Chelsea host Manchester United. I fancy Chelsea for this one, 4D. I was actually reading on the way up that since the Prime Minister resigned, Sterling has been stronger.
Oh, genius. Genius. Let's just take a second. I think Radio 4 on the line here, Paul. I don't know if you can hop for that.
Ten Hag has sent Ronaldo to the naughty step after taking his ball back and walking down the tunnel earlier, Old Trafford earlier this week. Let's see if it's a fruitful afternoon for those United fans making the 4 mile round trip to Stamford Bridge.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Hello, Radio 4. Yeah, it'll be there in 10 minutes. It'll be there in 10 minutes.
Lots of games tomorrow. Southampton, who tried something a little different this week, actually winning a game of football. Oh. They face Arsenal, who are currently partying like it's 1998 by being top of the league. Aaron Danks will be temporary boss as Aston Villa travel to Brentford. After losing to Fulham earlier this week, Gerrard was kicked out of the Villa like a Love Island contestant. Ooh. So Danks will be in charge today against the Bees. That's got a sting.
You don't want him. Okay, no worries. Yeah.
Okay. Leeds welcome Fulham to Elland Road, or as Jesse Marsh calls them, Full Ham, which coincidentally is what Americans often have for breakfast with a strong cup of coffee. it's a bottom-of-the-table clash tomorrow between the Wolves and the Foxes. If the Foxes' recent form have proved anything, 4D, it's that you simply cannot prepare for a game by having noisy sex outside my window at 2 a.m. every day and eating out of
bins. What has happened? Is that X-rated?
And on Monday, Bournemouth play West Ham.
I'm going to be unbearable if we win this.
Yeah, I mean, you're unbearable now.
Oh, fair to say, yeah, I've been unbearable for the 39 years leading up to it. But you'd have to say, Paul McCaffrey is a fairly impartial observer. Nottingham Forest have been by far the better side.
They're playing well, yeah. So I don't think anyone saw this coming, did they?
It really could have been 1-0 or 2-0. But it could have been. This is such a... What a way to start the day with a giant killing, with a mega upset. I actually can't believe it. You know what I thought? Oh, well, the Liverpool game and the Arsenal game, they're sort of write-offs, really. If we can get a point from those two games...
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it. We might get 3 points. There's 90 seconds left. Obviously, there will be added on time. You're playing against one of Europe's elite, one of the best teams in the world in Liverpool. But they are currently losing 1-0 at the world-famous City Ground. Paul McCaffrey, try and put this into... What would this mean for the planet? This changes things, though, doesn't it?
It's big. It's a, you know, what are you doing tonight? Have you got plans? You
going ballistic if it stays like this? I might go for some tapas, you know. Yeah. I've never been into tapas before. Are you a tapas kind of guy?
I love a bit of tapas. They've branched out now, haven't they? It's not just Spanish tapas. You can get Thai tapas, Indian tapas,
British tapas.
Have you? I've never seen that.
Oh, you must be able to.
Sure. Just a Yorkshire pudding burrito, so anything's possible.
Breaking news from the City Ground. The final whistle has gone. Nottingham Forest 1, Liverpool 0. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Forest have just beaten Liverpool.
It's unreal, 4D.
You can achieve your dreams.
Yeah.
You want it hard enough, you can go out and get it.
Okay.
Within reason. God, I just feel so pumped right now.
I know.
God.
What are you going to do with all this energy?
I don't know. You know, if I went out for a run now, I don't think I'd ever stop.
I'm sort of stuck in a room with you for 3 hours.
You've fallen into the gorilla enclosure at the zoo. Like, you know when that gorilla drank all that Vimto? That's what I feel like.
No? I'm just like, what was that?
Yeah, there was that gorilla at London Zoo and it got hold of the Vimto.
No.
Sculled it all. Like 8 litres of it.
Right.
It was in the news.
Was it? Okay.
And people remember the Vimto gorilla.
I must have not read
gorilla.
The news that day. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Do you remember the gorilla Vimto? Text us 8-12-15. I almost forgot the number then. I'm just so giddy on being a big Premier League club.
Yeah. Incredible. I'm really happy for you. I'm really happy for you.
Sorry to Liverpool fans. Although you generally have it pretty good, don't you?
Yes.
They win a lot of stuff. I'm sure they'll get over it.
I'm sure they will do. In time.
In time. My word. Nottingham Forest 1. It's got a lovely ring to it, hasn't it? Forest 1, Liverpool 0. It just feels natural to just keep saying it. Did you see the... match of the day tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, might get a Charmaine for that. Chicken balls on the side! Oh, Paul. I feel
I'm
refreshed.
I'm really happy to be here and share this special moment with you.
I've got the sort of energy...
I don't think you need a microphone. I can't imagine there's too many people in London that didn't hear you celebrate.
I've got the sort
you
of energy...
You almost broke the television trying to get the ref blow the final whistle.
I know.
It actually did. The screen started pixelating.
I know. I did. I do become very energetic when I watch
Yeah,
football.
That's one way of putting it.
Do you think I've become annoying?
Physically poking the ref's chest on the TV screen.
Have I become annoying? Have I crossed the barrier?
Yeah, I don't think you've become annoying.
Ooh.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Oh, life, eh? It's just great being alive sometimes, isn't it?
So smug. Mm. Really ungracious in victory. Mm.
That's the thing about winning big matches, you know. You need the players, you need the management. I think one day Liverpool will understand how to play against big sides like us. Oh, I can't believe it!
You really do look like the cat that got the cream.
Mm. And then drank it all and then found more cream.
Regurgitated it with a furball.
furball. I mean, that's the best thing that's happened to me all week, Paul. What's the best thing that's happened to you all week?
Best thing that's happened to me all week? Well, actually, the week before last, I was on holiday. Went on a last-minute holiday.
OK, you've expanded the brief to a fortnight, but that's cool. Nothing good has happened to him this week. He's had a miserable week.
I've had quite a quiet week this week, actually.
Went for a pizza
Ooh.
On Monday.
What pizza do you have?
I had pepperoni. I wanted it half with chili and half without, because as a kind of annoying guy I am.
Yeah.
But they were unable to do that, so I'd have chilies all over. But they were more of a jalapeno.
Unable?
Yes.
Or unwilling?
I think unwilling, probably. Mm. He said unable, but now you've brought it up.
Surely it's less effort than scattering it over a whole pizza.
Well, he just couldn't do it, you know.
No
one's prepared to do anything these days, are they? It requires any effort whatsoever.
Crikey.
Yeah, so I had to have chilies all over it, and they were slightly hot. But
it was a delicious
pizza. The base was fantastic, has to be said.
The bread?
The dough. Really... I love it when it's sort of heated, so you've got that light, fluffy consistency with a really crispy base.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of, you know, the sourdough. Hung. What do they do with it to treat it? Aged for 24 hours prior to the cooking.
Crikey.
And it was lovely. But yes, the week before that, if I can talk about that, I didn't realise that things were no longer valid to be spoken about. Outside of the one-week window.
Okay. Okay, we'll allow it. Go on. Tell us about your
great... last-minute holiday. I think from conception to actually leaving, it was about 4 days.
You're kidding.
No.
What, just on a whim?
On a whim.
You're that kind of guy?
I'm that kind of guy.
So what, you just went, let's have a holiday and just went?
That was it.
Where'd you go?
We went to Gran Canaria.
On a whim?
On a whim. Week, all-inclusive, bish, bash, bosh, let's go.
And what was the best thing about it?
The sun. I mean, it was just nice to get a bit of sun when you're not expecting it. It was like you beating Liverpool today. It just came, you know. I did one minute I'm walking around, it's gloomy, it's dark, it's wet, it's miserable. The nights are drawing in.
Yeah.
You know, you can start to smell the bonfires that people are having, and then the next thing, I'm on a beach.
Wow, crazy that, isn't it?
4-hour flight.
Oh,
lovely.
Paul, I'm so happy for
you.
Thank you. Is it nice to be back?
It is. Kind of nice to be back. I usually quite like this time of year.
Well, you're slagging it off a second ago. What have you got against this time
of
year?
I'm a very fickle man.
I hope this time of year isn't listening to the radio. No. You'd be absolutely gutted the way you talked about it.
The start of autumn is probably my favourite time of year, actually. Sort of end of September, just that first week of October when it's sort of crisp, still a bit of sun. Now we're into the bad stuff,
time
aren't
to
we?
It's time to dig in deep, don't it? Hunker down for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, the last thing I did on a whim, actually, I bought a load of sweets. And I've got a major problem. I mean, I wouldn't call it an eating disorder, but basically, in the afternoon, if I have a bag of crisps, I can't stop eating them.
Right.
I just eat them all. So I had a big bag of Doritos Chili Heatwave.
Yeah.
I thought, I pour them out into like a little dog bowl for myself to ration them.
Bonzo.
Yeah. And then I get down on all fours. But I just eat them, sat at my desk.
Yes.
And then I'll go, well, I'll just go and get myself another bowl. And then I pour sweets into it. Haribos, right?
Yeah, the bowl is definitely a false economy, isn't it? You're fooling yourself.
Yeah, because I don't want to like just sit there with a big bag, because then I feel like a pig. I must have eaten, there's no exaggeration in this, I would say I ate the equivalent of like 5 bags of Haribo in one sitting.
Oh my God.
Couldn't be stopped. In fact, at one point I was opening it and my internal monologue was don't open the bag and it just opened in front of me, like a magic trick. I wasn't in control of my hands.
No.
It was terrible. And then I'm just sat there gorging.
Did you have a sugar crash afterwards?
Do you know what, it wasn't bad. I exercised, maybe that's what did it.
Okay.
Very quickly.
What did you do?
A rowing machine.
Nice.
Yeah. Full of beans, not just full of sherbet. And like, what's it called?
Ate 5 bags of arrows and then immediately tried to row them.
No. Do you think that's
wrong with you?
I could have ruptured my guts, man. Yeah, I like to exercise while watching box sets.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like when you're here, I feel like I can just tell you anything. I just open up to you.
I've got that quality. I'm not Dear Deirdre.
I think that's a bit different, isn't it? Isn't that always like sexual problems?
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah.
Get in touch with Paul, 8-12-15, for your relationship and sexual problems. Paul and I shared a flat together in Edinburgh this year.
We did. Seems like a dark, distant memory now, doesn't it?
I wouldn't say dark.
Well,
happy, distant.
A happy, distant memory, yeah.
I think I did your head in, is what you're trying to say.
Didn't.
I tormented you, didn't I? Because you wore that hoodie around and I said you looked like E.T. because of your weird long neck and old face.
We kept going to Pret at 7:10 every morning. You're just walking behind me going, Elliot.
Oh, there were great days. Oh!
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
We are supporting Colville Town in the Glory Hunters. They are already losing 1-0 to Bedford. But talking of Colville, let's go there now with Paul McCaffrey. Paul, tell us about Colville.
Colville is an industrial town in the district of northwest Leicestershire. In the East Midlands of England, with a population at the 2011 census of 34,575.
Small.
Colville is a product of the Industrial Revolution.
Mm.
As its name indicates, it is a former coal mining town and was the centre of the coal mining district of North Leicestershire. Of its many famous former residents... Well, actually, that's a bit of a stretch.
You wrote this all yourself, yeah? Very formal when you talk about Colville, Paul.
Probably one of their most famous sons is David Brett, actor, singer and arranger, who was one of the original members of the Flying Pickets.
No way!
Da-da-da-da!
Ba-dum! Ba-da-da-da-da! Oh, wow!
Has that ever been a football chant?
Da-da! Da-da!
That is crying out to be a football chant.
It's got to be a football chant, Paul.
La
da da.
Salah.
Salah.
La da da da.
He lost 1-0. Oh, man.
Yeah, there we go.
So do you feel like... Have you ever been to Colville?
I don't think I have.
Why not?
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I can't believe we beat Liverpool.
It's exciting.
Oh, it's lovely. Now, we're rooting for Colville today in our Glory Hunters game. They're currently losing 1-0 to Bedford. People are getting in touch, Paul.
They are. Chris has said, Colville was a complete hole when I was growing up, and 30 years later, it still is. Did have an Odeon, though. It's one good point.
Right, I just want to dissociate myself on behalf of everyone here at Rock and Roll Football, Absolute Radio, the Bauer family. We do not endorse the idea. I'm sure I've been to Colville. I reckon I've gigged there, you know.
I'm getting it mixed up with Cadbury. It feels... It's got that sort
what?
Of...
What? Oh, Bourneville.
Bourneville, that's it.
Yeah. You're getting it mixed up with the Dairy Milk. All right, Paul. Steady on, mate. It was a complete hole when I was... I mean, 30 years ago, everywhere was a hole, wasn't it?
Well,
no, maybe not 30. Maybe 40 or 50. 100 years ago, definitely everywhere it was.
Andy and Dawn, first date at the Victoria Pub in Colville. Married 25 years.
Well, there you go, you see.
See?
So 25 years ago. So maybe had they met 5 years before that, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm.
I wonder if Andy and Dawn have been to the
Odeon. Probably wouldn't have had their first date in the Victoria Pub either. They'd have gone to the Odeon.
Exactly, yeah. 5 years later, then... Oh, there's a goal in the Premier League! And it is... Everton, Dominic Calvert-Lewin scoring for Everton. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 0. What's happened, Paul?
There's been a goal. Haaland has scored. It is City 1, Brighton 0.
Oh, City 1, City winning, Forest 1. All the big clubs getting big results today. Today, we're talking about Colville, Paul. People are still getting in touch.
Well, there's been quite a bit of heat. Billy has said, I've been to Morrison's in Colville. Outstanding cafe, even by their high standard. Car park, lovely. Got called me duck a lot.
Yes, it's in the East Mids. A supermarket cafe, Paul.
Love it.
Oh, man, they're so
good. I'll tell you what I like is the fact that you can go to a Tesco's cafe and get
I beg your pardon? What are you doing in a Tesco's
cafe?
I've got
to say, that was Sainsbury's and it was all alleged. But what I do like about a supermarket cafe is that, for example, in Tesco's, you can go in and get a 7-item set breakfast for about £2.49.
That's incredible,
and
isn't it?
The quality of the goods is excellent because obviously it's all coming straight out of the supermarket. You're getting good bacon, good sausage, good beef.
It'd be such a dad joke, wouldn't it? Again, excuse me, can I ask where these sausages are from? Yeah. What supermarket do you get these from, mate? I only eat Tesco sausages.
That's fantastic dad banter. And there was a guy that was really reading from the same page as me on holiday. Every time I was at the buffet, I'd just hear from behind me, oh, mate, leave a bit of that salad for everyone else.
was he mocking your weight, do you think? Or
no, it was just, if it hadn't have been him, it would have been me. You know, it was that sort of level of banter. If he hadn't have said it, it would have been me. I've got another text here. Doesn't say who it's from. All I know is that they were formerly a member of the punk band Pizza Tramp, who played at the Victoria Bikers Bar in Colville. Nobody came.
Pizza Tramp? Is that like a Super Tramp tribute act, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, are Pizza Tramp still going? Please send in some music. Let's hear what you're up to, what you're doing. And also, hi, Absolute Radio. I live in Colville and would not recommend it to my worst enemy. It's a hellhole. Love from Ellie. You can't call somewhere a hellhole and then sign off with love from. Shout out to all the lovely staff and customers in Screwfix. No, they're all lovely.
So we know it's got a good Morrison's Cafe.
Yes.
We know it's got a good Odeon. We know it's got a good Screwfix.
They don't, however, like punk played by bands called Pizza Tramp.
And also, people who live there seem to describe it as a hellhole, despite everything. I don't like it when people don't like the place they live.
Is it a bit Royston Vasey, do you think? That's a sort of...
Sort of local place for local people, yeah. Like that. A bit League of Gentlemen.
The Screwfix is good, though, and the Morrison's Cafe is good by their high standards, so...
So if you're peckish while you're in the supermarket, all you need to buy drill bits...
Yep.
Spirit level.
Yep.
Screwdriver. You've gone to... Colville is the place for you.
Absolutely.
Just think about this punk band, Pizza Tramp, and let us know if you ever saw them. Although it sounds like no one went to the gig.
I know.
Is that a good name for a band or not? Pizza Tramp.
It probably would be a better name for a band if Super Tramp didn't already exist.
Yes.
You know, Pizza Tramp. What does it say? What are you expecting when you hear Pizza Tramp? I've never heard... It's not a phrase that you hear sort of bandied about often, is it?
No. Oh, you Pizza Tramp.
Yeah.
Although it does... I like... The fact that it's got pizza in it.
I like pizza and I like tramps, so maybe...
Right, yeah. Up your street. Yeah. Were you ever in a band? I can picture you as a frontman
of
a band.
No, I wish I had been, yeah. I can't sing or play any instruments. I think that's where it all sort of fell apart for me, but...
But you could have been a sort of Bez, or they could have stuck you on the bass. You look like you should have been in a band.
To any bass players.
Yeah, I know, but it's the easiest instrument. I mean, Martin Kemp just like says you... I mean, obviously, if you're really good at it, that's different.
Yes.
But they could just
Manny
turn you
or
down.
Lemmy.
Yeah, you'd be fine. You can play the guitar, you could do the rhythm section, knock out a few chords.
I'm one of those people that can play a few songs badly on the guitar, but
what's your favourite song to play badly on the guitar?
Cast No Shadow by Oasis.
Okay, three chords.
Yeah.
And you still haven't mastered it?
No.
You've had 25 years to get your act together, Paul. No wonder Pizza Tramp never picked up the phone.
But yeah, I'd love to see Pizza Tramp if they've got any dates coming up.
I think Pizza Tramp,
they can be like the Colville of bands, get behind them. Matt, and you. Rock and roll
football. We're delighted to be joined by a true legend of punk rock. It's Jimmy from Pizza Tramp.
Oh my God, this is so dangerous.
Rock and roll football.
It's like the Bill Grundy show. Please do not swear.
I won't swear, don't worry. We're not at punk rock.
So Jimmy, tell us about Pizza Tramp. How long have you been going?
About 8 years, I think. But you should have heard of us by now. We're famous everywhere except Colville.
So what sort of punk is it? Is it angry stuff?
Yeah, it's angry hardcore punk, yeah.
And you obviously texted in saying we wouldn't have the minerals to play you. Are the names of your songs rude or provocative?
Oh, yeah, if you do a quick Google, you'll see why I'm not going to send you any of the songs.
And are there... can you tell us any of the names of the songs that don't have swear words in?
What? Yeah, I can, yeah. Oh, mate, there's been a murder. That ain't got any swearing in. It's about Taggart.
And are you the lead singer?
I'm the lead singer, yeah. And Danny, our drummer, is sat next to me. We're driving to Stamford now to play a gig.
And Jimmy, have you got like a punk rock surname, like Jimmy Danger or...?
No, I've renamed myself after Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I'm Jim Bob Theodore Logan currently.
That's so cool. And could
and
you
Danny
give me...
Danny drummer is Danny Banger.
Danny Banger! Danny sounds Banger. Like he's been to Paul's local Tesco. Could you give us a blast of There's Been a Murder?
What, right now?
Yeah.
How am I going to do that?
Just down the phone.
There's been a murder!
Oh, Jimmy, we love you. Good luck to Pizza Tramp.
I listen to you every weekend. I love it, boys.
Oh, we love you too, man. Have a great gig tonight. Where's that? Yeah, nice Stamford?
One. Stamford. Mama Liz is. Tell the locals to get there.
Have a good one, mate.
Yeah, nice one. Take it easy, boys.
Harlan,
Oh, it's the engine. Can I play it again?
Go on.
Can I press it again, Daddy? What's happened, Paul?
Haaland scored a goal. It is 2-0 City.
It was a penalty. And City absolutely flying big clubs with big results. City, Nottingham Forest. Oh, dear, dear me.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Col Villa losing 2-0 now to Bedford. The way it's going, we'll be supporting Bedford next week. But people getting in touch about Colville.
They are. We're hearing a lot more about Colville. Apparently, Colville Emporium nightclub was big in the dance scene of the 90s. Very much their hacienda. Snibstone Colliery Park. Snibstone Colliery shaft sunk in 1831 by George Stevenson. Ooh.
Just to take us back to that 90s dancing, Paul, you were a big...
I was a bit of a raver back
in the day. Did you never go to Colville?
No, I'd never made it. I'd never made the pilgrimage to the Emporium nightclub.
You'd never heard of it?
It wasn't for lack of trying. I mean, tickets were like gold dust back in the day. Cole Cox, the three-deck wizard, was up there.
And did you ever... What iconic dance... Did you ever go to the Hacienda?
I was just a little bit young for the Hacienda, yeah. So I was sort of 15 in 1990, which was kind of when I first started going to race. I know more in like sort of sports centres and stuff like that. But
school discos, basically.
Well, yeah, glorified school discos.
Did you go to any...
One step up from a roller disco. I went to a few big raves, like Tribal Gathering in Oxford. Yeah, it was a big boy.
Was it? So what, I mean, I'm too young and I'm probably too scared.
Yep.
What were they like?
Brilliant.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah. Up dancing all night, purple hooded top, pair of Reebok classics. Whoop, whoop.
Well, if we've got any old ravers listening, let's reminisce with Paul. Text on 81215, particularly if you raved in Colville.
What? Now, this is a big revelation on the Colville front. Action Man was born in Colville. Also, Star Wars figures at the Pally Toy Factory.
Hang on, so that's from Lynn in Worcester, which isn't a hellhole, she says. So, Action Man, I guess in a way... Because his arms sort of go up just like raver, don't they? Like, his arms move in a kind of...
Well, he's got the eagle eyes, that you've got the little sort of thing in the neck that can make the eyes move from side to side.
Yeah.
I can remember I had an Action Man at school, and an old friend of mine, Kieran, I borrowed his Fungus the Bogeyman book and didn't give it back, so he broke the foot off my Action Man.
God, crazy rave that one, wasn't it? And did you, when you'd go to these fields and effectively break the law, would you have, like, glow sticks and stuff?
No.
Whistles?
No, absolutely not, no.
Was the music
That's
any
a bit
good?
Naff, is it? The music was amazing, a lot of sort of Belgian techno, that kind of stuff from back in the day.
Belgian techno.
Outlander vamp, that sort of stuff. A homeboy, a hippie and a funky dread, total confusion.
Outlander vamp.
Are these ringing any bells?
And Pizza Tramp. That would be a bill, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's Pizza Tramp, boys. We've got to go and see him. We should do a rock and roll football.
I'd love to do a documentary about them.
Would
like
you?
Anvil.
Yeah. Because there must be people out there that have been inspired by the way we've been
There's
on their website.
There's probably Pizza Tramp fans listening. I have to say... We've ended up with egg on our face because we didn't realise quite that they were actually a bit more of a big deal than we've given them credit for.
They are a bigger deal. We've looked at their website and Jimmy, the lead singer, was right. You can't read out any of their other songs on air. They would all get us taken off the air.
I think There's Been a Murder is definitely the only one that is fit for pre-watershed broadcasting.
It's all absolute grot on there. But they're really funny song titles.
And so, the way that the website is presented is very funny as well.
So if you're in Stamford, which is Lincolnshire, I think, isn't it, near Grantham?
No,
Grantham and Stanford, the parliamentary constituency. Then get down there tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, why wouldn't you go and see Pizza Tramp tonight? You know what you could do?
Yeah.
Have a pizza and then go and watch Pizza Tramp.
Amazing.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Couple more texts have come in. MJ in Watford has just said, Ref Colville, check this postcode out for the road name. Bit of homework there, which I have done.
And what is the postcode?
The postcode is LE673EH.
Okay.
Lima Echo 673 Echo Hotel.
Oh,
someone
watch the bill.
Action Man Road.
No way.
Yeah. So I don't know if Action... I mean, did Action Man... Was it made in... manufactured in Colville? Or, I mean, who is actual Action Man? Because obviously you used to get the Evel Knievel figures back in the day, which was obviously based on a real person.
Action Man's from Colville.
What, an actual action man?
Hang on, no, just the toy.
Just the
action
toy.
Man isn't based on a real person.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Just like Barbie's not based on a real person.
I think it's good to clear that up.
Or Ken or Cindy.
Also,
I don't think anyone else needed that clearing up for. I think that was just for you.
Dumb.
Who is Action Man, though? Where is he? Is he still alive? Text us at 8:12:15.
The colliery in Colville used to have an open day when I was a kid. Brass bands, stalls, etc. Judas Priest performed one year.
Okay, so it's a pretty big deal.
Must have been.
And now Stephen Gerrard.
Either that or Colville's one of those places you play once on the way up and once on the way back down. And that was the second appearance from Judas Priest.
Stephen Gerrard was fired, obviously, earlier this week as Aston Villa manager after a poor run of results. Obviously wasn't in the job long.
No.
Neither was the current Prime Minister, who's going to be gone by Friday. An embarrassingly short amount of time. The shortest Prime Minister in British history. Paul, have you ever had a job for a short amount of time?
I've had a lot of jobs for a short amount of time.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I worked in the bulb farm. That was a sort of rite of
passage.
Whoa,
hang on. The what?
The bulb farm.
Okay.
It's a farm where they manufacture bulbs or produce bulbs in plant and
grow. Yes.
Not light bulbs.
Yeah.
And so as a it's sort of borderline child labour, really, thinking back. You used to get paid about £2.51 per hour, and they would have you sat on a conveyor belt where you would pick stones off as the bulbs went past.
Okay.
And then when you tried to go to sleep at night, you could still see the conveyor belt.
No.
Yeah.
You've been brainwashed.
And I turned up late a couple of days in a row, and on the final day when I walked in, the boss was just stood there pointing back at the door, so I just walked in, did a 180 and walked straight back out again.
What, he was pointing us to say to leave?
To get out.
Why were you told to get out?
My timekeeping.
Really?
Yeah, and just general poor performance.
How were you bad at picking stones out of bulbs?
I just kept going to the toilet.
Why did you need the toilet so much?
Don't know, probably smoking. I worked in all sorts. You used to go to Manpower. You'd turn up in the morning and then they'd just send you off somewhere for the day.
Okay.
I did the aerosol factory, the mushroom factory, the watercress factory.
How many factories were there near your house?
Well, three. That I
it's like living on the Isle of Sodor. Like all the industries you needed within a short walk. The aerosol factory.
Yeah. So that was it. You just go and put the lids on the aerosols, you know, the little sort of things that they
and how quickly did you get sacked from there?
Oh, you were only sent out to one day, one place a day at a time. You'd turn up in the morning and then they'd send you off. Burger King did a day there.
Well, how come you didn't last very long at Burger King?
Just wasn't for me.
Eating the stock.
On the broiler. Having to broil those patties.
Someone says, I'm a builder. I had an apprentice start. I had him ripping out some old built-in wardrobes. After 2 hours, he said, I'm just going to nip to the shop to get a drink. I've never seen him again.
Amazing. If you are out there, please get in touch.
Yeah, have you ever just legged it, like backdoored it from a job, not even said, I'm handing in my notice, just left? Text us on 8:12:15. I did a few. I think the shortest I was ever in a job, I worked at McDonald's for a bit.
Yeah.
It's the most stressful job I've ever had.
I know, yeah.
It's so physically exhausting.
Yes.
I don't think people who haven't worked there, they've got no idea.
No.
And also, just a small thing.
You don't get a lot of breaks either, do you? You don't get as much food as you think you're going to.
Kindred
that
spirits.
That said, someone here says the shortest job they had was 1.5 shifts in an ice cream factory, and that's from Scott in Wigan. I actually worked in the Haagen-Dazs place round
Leicester Square.
Yeah, and we used to make mistakes on purpose because you've got to take the mistakes home with you. So someone would come in and they'd ask for like a strawberry cheesecake with a double chocolate and you just whack a bit of caramel and go, oh, I'm terribly sorry. Let me just put that in the little chiller under there. I'd come home, I was up bloody... Oops.
He made 3 stone worth of mistakes, just ballooning in weight. Ice cream pouring out like your nose and ears. Like a donut full of cookies and cream.
Yeah. But that was a good place to work. But anywhere that you work, you just think you're going
to
get...
I mean, to be fair to Mackie D's, you do get, like, a full meal on your lunch break. I was having, like, Big Mac and fries and McFlurries and stuff. Misty-eyed. Oh.
But it is. Don't they put something in the food there to give it that nostalgic taste? Is that not what they say? The recipes are sort of invented to kind of make you conjure up memories of your childhood.
What, McDonald's?
Yeah.
Isn't it just that you had McDonald's when you were a kid and then you have it again as an adult and it hasn't changed?
Or that.
Someone says, I worked at McDonald's for 30 seconds.
What?
I did 2 days training, got the uniform, rode to my first shift, walked in. I didn't even get a few paces in the door when the manager told me I had to go home and shave. I happily said, okay, turned around, went home, did not shave my lovely face fuzz and never returned. Sam in Aylesbury.
Political correctness gone mad.
Yeah, well, this is just wokeness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you... do you have to be clean shaven to work at McDonald's?
I don't know. You see them wear the hairnet on the beard.
What if you just got a stubble?
Not a problem I've ever had, but...
can you not grow facial hair?
No, I can't.
You've got a suggestion of it around the...
just a mere hint of moustache. That's what I'd call my aftershave. Paul McCaffrey's hint of moustache.
But you've got a little bit of greyness.
Yeah, I've got a couple of patches, but it is literally... You could lean out the window of your car on the way home and get it to blow off, you know, that...
Like Michael Finnegan.
Yeah.
So why aren't you a real man? What's the matter with you?
I think I'm, hormonally challenged.
That'd be a great name. It sounds like a pizza tramp album.
Or a DJ. DJ hormonally challenged. Just me up there with a little hint of moustache playing really poor UK garage.
I mean, I can't believe the guy just walked straight. I don't think I would dare. I'd be too scared.
Yeah. What, to just...
I'm too scared of authority.
Really?
That they would ring up and go...
You'd have gone home, had a shave and come back.
Probably, yeah. Ooh, but also, I would just never just walk out and not come back. I once walked off stage and never came back.
Did you? Why? What happened?
It was a gig at The Horse in Lambeth. Do you know that one?
I don't know.
In Lambeth North Tube Station, there's a pub called The Horse there, and some guy was running like a new act, new material night. Yeah. I turned up, there's this guy... And he clearly wanted to be a comedian and he was hosting it, but he was an absolute bore.
Yeah.
And there were some warning signs. So some guy turned up with a guitar on his back and he went, "You one of the comedians?" He went, "Yeah."
Oh, no.
And then he went, "You're not a musical comedian, are you?" And the guy went, "Yeah." He went, "Not having it, mate." "No, no, no. You didn't tell me you was a musical comedian." He was like, "Well, you haven't seen me." He goes, "Not tonight, mate." I was like, "What?" There's no one there, and he's just sent one of us home. I was like, "What's this?" Anyway,
just half the audience.
Exactly. There were like four people there, all of them policemen, and the guy's hosting it. And he literally, there's a fine line between trying to keep, as you know, is it one of the best compares in the country, audience crowd work, keeping the ball in the air, and just basically having a chat that isn't funny.
Yes.
So he goes, "Hello, mate. Whereabouts are you from?" He goes, "I'm from Kent." He goes, "Oh, you're driving tonight, did you?" And the guy goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, what was your route in out of it?" And they're literally just having a chat. He goes, "Yeah, that's the problem with the M25. I was like, "What is this?" I go on. I was like, "Why am I?" I just said, "You know what? This is pointless. Why don't we all just go?"
I didn't
go
even
home?
Try.
Well, I did like a couple of minutes.
What did you do? Which bits did you do?
I can't remember, but it was terrible. No, I can't remember. It would have been topical, wouldn't it? Lost in the mists of time. Probably something about Nick Clegg and Ed Miliband.
Okay.
Didn't get anything. I was like, "What are we all doing here?" Like, I had like an existential moment.
Okay.
I said, "I've got a wash on. I could be hanging that out." And I just put the microphone in the stand and just calmly walked off stage and straight out the venue.
My God.
Would you ever do that?
I've been tempted a few times. I think there's been moments where the audience wished I would, but...
The audience have done it with you. That's the difference.
We've had another text fresh off the press. "Hi, lads. Me and my best mate didn't even start the job, as in the induction. They said it would be a 12-hour shift with only a half-hour break. We both stood up and walked out. Jay sat at Manchester Airport."
So he heard it was a 12-hour shift with a half-hour break, which
is it?
Well, that'd be illegal now, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. Should have been then. He also says we both stud up rather than stood up. I'm assuming he means stud up, not stud up.
Or he just went in, studs up.
Yeah.
Two-footed the boss. Straight red.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Well, Colville have pulled one back. It's Colville 1, Bedford 2, which sadly means next week we'll be supporting Bedford. Have you ever been to Bedford, Paul?
Several times.
Like it?
Fine.
I once went to a pub there called the Fleur de Lis.
Did you?
And they just had chicken...
What a grand name.
Oh, yes, you believe it, pal.
Sounds like something out of Only Fools and Horses.
John Richardson took me there for my birthday. We had a night out in Bedford.
Did you?
Yeah.
At the Fleur de Lis?
Yeah, they had chicken wings on the bar.
Do you know what I used to love? A roast potato on the bar.
Where was
it? No, when you go...
I used
to go to a pub in Brighton where they'd have sausages and roast potatoes on the bar.
Where was that?
Brighton. What was it called?
Oh, the sausage and spud.
No.
Toby Carvery.
But they'd have roast potatoes on the bar.
Oh, what a shame. This is like we've got like a minute left. I would have loved to. Maybe next week. I'll tell you what.
That used to be a thing Sunday afternoon in pubs. Whatever spuds they had left over, they'd just whack them on the bar.
You know what, as well? When it was like quiz night or something, or darts night, they'd just have a load of sausages and chips, wouldn't they? Well, hopefully, someone now is about to go to a pub with sausages and chips on the bar. They'll get there and say, "They've just been talking about that on the radio." a nice roast. Can't be roast potato goes well with a pint, don't it? Or just with anything. Oh, very I really fancy up. It now.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
So, Fordy, we've had a few people getting in touch this week.
Okay.
Wanted to see if you can speak to someone from beyond the void. Ben has emailed this week and has said that during... Given the recent news that Liverpool will be hosting the Eurovision Song Contest, could you please try and summon either Paul or Ringo, the last two remaining Beatles, and ask their thoughts on that?
OK. Well, I think it's great, you know. I think that sounds like both of them. It's Ringo here. Peace and love, peace and love. Well, I think it's great for Liverpool. As the train pulled into the station, carrying Eurovision people, contestants from all over the world, Thomas pulled into Liverpool Lime Street for Eurovision. I don't know what I used to be... Yeah, you know, I think it's great, by the way. Does that sound more like Paul? Is that better? It's like an old Paul. I love Eurovision. You know, we almost entered Eurovision, by the way. I think it's great for Liverpool because people can... You know, it's great for Liverpool because all these people can come over from all over the world. They can go to Chinatown. Have you been to Liverpool, Paul?
I have, many times.
You've got a very similar name to me. I mean, you're Paul McCaffrey. People often come up to me, you know, and they say... I came to see you. I thought I was coming to see Paul McCaffrey. Did you know that? I don't know what's happened. I can't... Do I sound like Paul McCartney?
A little bit, yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah, you know, me and John, you know, we used to, like, watch Eurovision, you know. Big fan of Graham Norton, me. And I like... I loved it when Wogan did it, you know. Do I sound like Paul McCartney? I don't know what... It's like I've forgotten what he sounds like, you know. Hey, it's Ringo here. Peace and love, with the greatest respect. If Eurovision's here after the 15th, I'm not signing it.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, he's still eating that cookie. You liking it?
Mm.
The problem is it's clagged up your mouth, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Your eyes are watering. Don't choke on it.
Okay.
Do you want to just take a sip of water or something?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, obviously, we had Pizza Tramp on the show.
Yeah.
We couldn't read out any of their albums or song names.
No.
On air, but we can read them out on the podcast. Now, we might have to bleep some of these out.
Yeah. Probably my favourite, my back's...
Oh man, what a great...
Doesn't mess about that, does it?
Not at all.
You really know what you're in for.
You really do. Where's some of their other... Here we go. Scumbag Boogie sounds good.
Also, their strapline on the website is Pizza Tramp, horrible thrash punk noise from Wales coming to a toilet near you.
Bono's I like Bono. I'm sure that's ironic.
There's a bit of news on the website as well. We're actually going to update this website. I know we're if anyone else wants to run it and not get paid, let us know.
Good old Pizza Tramp. Paul, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
You've got the rest of that cookie poised.
I know.
Are you looking forward to eating it?
I am really looking forward to it.
So don't forget to leave us a 5-star written review to help the podcast get the chance. Tell all your friends, hit subscribe. Thanks for listening. And we're going to leave you with the sound of Paul taking one last bite from that vegan cookie.
Delicious.